Hi, good vach. This is Yisachar Wartell, and we are now at something that is not a double parsha. That's right, we just have Parsha Emor this week, which doesn't mean it's not full of tons of intricate and fascinating things. There quite is a lot in this week's parsha, and there are more double parsha to come, so don't you worry. But let's focus on Parsha Emor right now. In this week's parsha, there's a matter of recurring interest. In Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Chet, the Torah writes, Ani Hashem Mekadeshchet. I am Hashem who sanctified you. Not the only time that comes up. This language also appears at the end of last week's parsha, in Perek Chaf Pasuk Chet, and appears in various similar ways five more times just in this week's parsha alone. Now, during most of these occurrences, Hashem is speaking to Kohanim and their duties, and he is perhaps telling them, yes, you were born holy, but only because I made you so. You have an elevated status, but does not inherently make you greater, but rather that you have added responsibilities and that you must stand for the holiness of the nation, meaning the Jewish nation, and of my holiness, for I made you holy. That's what Hashem is saying. Same thing with the Jewish people. We're not necessarily inherently greater, but we have greater potential because we have greater responsibility. There's a similar occurrence to what we just mentioned in last week's Parsha, which is at the summation of most of the Kedoshim laws, and it also uses the lesson of Mekadeshchem, I have sanctified you. Now this time, the Torah is speaking to the entire Jewish nation, not just the Kohanim, and this is essential to establish before Hashem speaks to a smaller segment of the population, namely the Kohanim. Now, we as a Jewish nation are chosen and special, but because Hashem chose us and sanctified us, right, that's why we're special. Some people say, oh, we're because we're so smart, or because this and that, and we do have a good education system, and obviously Hashem can give us bracha to be able to have, you know, more wisdom or innovation or whatever, and some things are genetic, and we're driven and whatever, but effectively, the reason we're special is because Hashem chose us and made us his nation. It's not necessarily because of us alone. The first time that the Torah uses this lashon, and the only other time, other than in these two parshiyot, this exact lashon, Mekadeshchem, is in Parsha Ki Tisa, when Hashem commands us to safeguard Shabbos. Hashem says in the Torah that Shabbos will be an eternal sign for generations, Ot Hili Olam, which is another interesting thing to talk about another time, Ki Ani Hashem Mekadeshchem, because I, Hashem, have made you holy. It's not that I made Shabbat holy that's necessarily important, but focus on the fact that I made you, the Jewish people, holy, and focus on your mission and what that is. And this phrase of Ki Ani Hashem is first used in the Torah all the way back in Parsha Vayera, where it says, V'lakachtem etchem li la'am, v'hiyiti lachem l'elokim, v'yidatem Ki Ani Hashem Elokecha. And I will take you to me as a nation, and I will be to you as a God, and you will know Ki Ani Hashem Elokecha, that I am Hashem your God. We are made holy by Hashem's choice to take us as a nation, and we in turn have the benefit of a reciprocal relationship with him, something which the other nations don't have, at least not to such an extent. It is therefore not too surprising that we also have in our parsha, in Perek Chaf Bet Pasuk Bet, the phrase of Hem Mekadshim Li, they will sanctify me. The Kohanim, acting on behalf of the Jewish nation, will have the opportunity through their service in the Beit HaMikdash and through their diligence to sanctify not only Hashem's name, but his essence in the world. Now, the phrase of Ki Ani Hashem is used many times throughout the Torah, and although in our Parsha there are a few instances without the word Ki, Kaf Yud, the premise still stands, and this phrase is very often associated with the concept of Kedusha, which is something which is not surprising. Now, we often translate Kadosh as holy or sanctified, but we really know that the word actually means to separate or to be distinct or make distinct. We are a distinct nation, and we're separate from others, and we have to realize that, and therefore we have a greater inherent responsibility. Another thing is that the phrase Ki Ani Hashem is numerically equal to, among many different things actually, Vayihi Mavdil, and there shall be a distinction, or there shall be a difference. We were taken out of Mitzrayim, given the Torah, and granted this reciprocal relationship with Hashem because he chose to make us distinct, and it's imperative to remember. Now, interestingly enough, there are overall 8 mentions of sanctification vis-a-vis us and Hashem. 7 times Hashem mentioned sanctifying us, and 1 mention, which we have in our parsha, of us sanctifying Hashem. So it's the concept of 7 and 1, which is something that I've been talking about. We spoke a lot about by Pesach. We speak about it in the concept of Shemini Atzeret, this concept of 7 and 1. We also see it by Yom Kippur, with the 7 sprinklings and the 1 sprinkling. So it's a very well-known concept of 7 and 1, whether it's 7 going to 8, 7 and an additional 1. So that's part of that sanctifying. Again, it's going beyond. We have the 7 days of Shabbos, and we add on to that by bringing Shabbos either into the next week, or we add an elevated dimension of Shabbos to make it so distinct from the rest of the week that it's effectively like 2 days. We have the Zohar and the Shemar. We have 2 aspects of Shabbos, whether it's the aspects of taking in the previous week and bringing in the next week, or just the aspect of focusing on both physical and spiritual needs. We do focus on physical needs. We focus on having a nice meal. We focus on possibly having a chaim and drinking wine. But of course, the ultimate essence is figuring out how to raise ourselves spiritually and connect to Hashem better, as well as connect to our family. And that's really important. So moving on from that, I wanted to talk about a couple other issues as well with the time remaining. I'd like to keep it on topic. So we're now in the period of Sfirat HaOmer, which is something that I wrote about in my written thread this week. And probably many people have written about it. It's very timely, and it actually occurs in this week's Parsha, the concept of Sfirat HaOmer. We're rapidly approaching Lag BaOmer, that we're basically halfway done tonight. Hopefully, if you haven't counted yet, you know, here's a reminder, but last night was 28, and tonight, obviously, is the number after 28, which is 29. I did count already. But we're basically halfway through. You know, it seems like Pesach was just a moment ago, and pretty soon, as before we know it, it'll be Shavuos. We are climbing, right? Every day is an individual step, but we're also climbing upwards. It's both linear and upwards at the same time, right? Because each day, we move upwards, and then so it's like a bunch of steps that each step is also upwards. It's very difficult to explain. And it doesn't mean that we won't have downs, but we have an up trajectory. And the goal is to go up to Matan Torah, to up to the pinnacle of Shavuos, and up to Ki'ishachad B'levachad, right? To have that unity, but also that great sense of connection and understanding of Hashem's Torah. Obviously, we're not going to be on the level that the Klal Yisrael was when they received the Torah, but it doesn't mean we can't get to really great heights or certainly further. And we need to focus on every day, and every day is just one step. And every day is its own mitzvah. Well, that's debatable, but at least according to some, every day is its own mitzvah. And therefore, every day we have an inherent responsibility. Don't worry about whether you were successful yesterday. Don't worry about whether or not you'll be able to be successful tomorrow. Focus on today. Focus on one day at a time. Focus on what you're able to do. How are you going to make this day better, right? And as we know, each one has their own sefirot, each the combination of the different mystical emanations, and that each one therefore has a different characteristic and technically something different to rectify. And there's some really nice books written on that. And a lot of them are actually surprisingly accessible for such a deep concept. But each day we can work and focus on ourselves. And again, each day is an end to be able to get to the pinnacle. But each day itself can also have a pinnacle. Each day itself can have an amazing accomplishment and amazing things achieved, or rectification of something which may be weighing you down or harming you or a bad habit or whatever it might be. You could do tshuva. You could work on your mitzvot. You could do chesed. You could help other people. There's so many things that you can do, and a lot of things can just be done in one day. I mean, obviously, many things are also long-term ventures, and sometimes just starting a long-term venture is a big deal, even if you don't necessarily follow through. But sometimes getting started with something and at least getting your feet running on the ground is a big deal. So let's take all of these days of zero. We're about halfway there, but that also means we have about another 30 days of opportunity left, where each day can count individually, and we can do something each day, and then hopefully we can all celebrate with amazing satisfaction, love, and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people on Matan Torah on Shavuos. Wishing you all a Shabbat Shalom.